Welcome back to Chasing Dramas. This is the podcast that keeps you up to date on Chinese entertainment news. We are your hosts, Kathy
and Karen.
We did our mid-March drama update because we had so many new dramas airing. We just had to talk about because they were heavy hitters. We now have a new slate of dramas for April, but I would say the lineup is far weaker in terms of options. We will talk about five Chinese dramas that have aired or are airing soon. This podcast will be in English with names spoken in Mandarin Chinese. We appreciate all the support and this will be up on our website. Please let us know what you think about these dramas on our social media or else email us at karenandkathy@chasingdramas.com. But before that, let me give a brief summary of the March dramas. I have written several drama reviews and posted them on our website, chasingdramas.com, so feel free to take a look. I definitely spent a lot of time putting my thoughts into them, so I would love any thoughts on your side as well. The Legend of Shen Li, or Yu Feng Xing, is without a doubt the biggest winner of March and perhaps even the quarter. It maintained really strong buzz and discussion throughout its airing period, and the main leads, Zhao Liying and Lin Gengxing, have been very open in marketing this drama together. Lin Gengxing has earned quite a number of new fans, I would say, but old Chinese drama fans like us have been aware of him for at least the last decade plus. So part of me is like, I'm glad people are seeing this Dongbei gentleman resurface as somebody who has some acting chops, but also is actually a big goofball in real life. Yesterday was hilarious because Zhao Liying, the main female lead, posted a video of Lin Gengxing while they were actually all in costume karaokeing in either a trailer or just somewhere. Then other cast members also posted videos of their karaoke session. It's just been so funny and honestly a lot of fun to watch the cast interact both on screen and on social media. Some of the comments I've seen is like, I have never seen marketing be so pleasant for a main couple or a main pair of a drama in such a long time. The two, Zhao Liying and Lin Gengxing, are not shy about marketing together. They're not worried about backlash from their fans. So it's been really a pleasant surprise and just like entertaining to watch from the sidelines. However, I will say today, people are sad that the drama ended and it has been revealed that Lin Gengxing may have a girlfriend. So there are plenty of fans who are today heartbroken. Second place in this furious battle in March was War of Faith or Zhui Feng Zhe. That was my personal favorite drama of the month. It was so addicting and it helped that it aired two episodes every single day. So I had something to look forward to every single day for the last like 18 days or something. My full review is on the website and I do think I will add a few more comments maybe over this weekend. One fun thing that I am still waiting for is that the cast, including the main cast of Wang Yibo, Li Qin, and Wang Yang, said they will dance to a pop song if the drama breached 10,000 on iQIYI's popularity index, which it did. So now everyone is eagerly waiting for Wang Yibo to post that video of him dancing. I mean, Wang Yibo, as we know, is a fantastic dancer. If you haven't seen him dancing, YouTube Wang Yibo dancing and you will be impressed. That is one thing you can absolutely not deny, how great of a dancer he is. So you can bet all of his fans are eagerly waiting for his return to the dance floor because the drama breached 10,000 on the popularity index. But hilariously, the main trio have not filmed a video of them dancing yet. However, many other cast members have, including the main antagonists, Lin Qiaosong's actor Zhang Tianyang, and many of his crew of antagonists of the drama. These are gentlemen who, let's just say, are not as graceful on the dance floor, but it has been fun because they are just going at it and enjoying the attention for the success of this drama. Now let's turn to our April dramas. The first one that I want to talk about is Blossoms in Adversity, or Xi Hua Zhi. I don't know what it is about Blossoms this past, I don't know, couple of months, but we had In Blossoms, we had Shanghai Blossoms, and now we have Blossoms in Adversity.
Blossoms Shanghai.
Sorry, Blossoms Shanghai. This 40 episode drama began airing on April 2nd on Youku. It stars Hui Tian and Zhang Jingyi with a supporting cast including Wu Xize, Lu Yuxiao, Bian Cheng, and Hu Xinger. Here's the premise. Zhang Jingyi stars as Hua Zhi, the eldest daughter of a powerful government official. Since her youth, she was unique compared to other young women in the capital because she was well-learned and taught by her grandfather not only to be restricted in the confines of the patriarchal society. She shied away from society by working on her different knickknacks at home so that while the others outside in the capital believe her to be an upstanding young woman, she has other thoughts. Hua Zhi is set to marry the young and handsome Shen Qi. On a shopping trip, she is almost accused by the ill-intentioned goons of Qi Su Si for treason. Another handsome and mysterious man stops these goons before Shen Qi is able to do so. This young man is Gu Yanxi, nephew to the emperor. On the day before Hua Zhi and Shen Qi's engagement, the emperor orders the exile of Hua Zhi's grandfather for insubordination. All of the men of the Hua family over the age of 10 are sentenced to exile, and the rest of the family, which only include the women and children, are left destitute. The remaining Hua family members must fend for themselves, and Hua Zhi takes up the mantle to lead the remaining family back to prosperity and save their family. I basically binge-watched like 14 episodes of this drama on a train ride back from Boston. The biggest draw for me is the family relationship displayed by all of the women in the drama. It's rather nice to see a drama where the women in the family, so far, aren't all backstabbing each other. Sure, there are some misunderstandings, but everyone really is trying their best to look out for each other. I'll write up a review for this drama, but if you need just a fun, heartwarming drama, then this is a nice cup of tea. How many, or at what speed, what X speed were you watching this drama on if you managed to watch 14 episodes on like a 4-hour train ride? Okay, I didn't watch all 14 on the train ride, but I binge-watched quite a bit. The leads of Hui Tian and Zhang Jingyi are decent, but I'd much rather watch the whole family. It's always a pleasure for me, at least, to see Hu Xinger, or Miaoli Hu, in a mainland drama. I've watched her in TVB dramas growing up, and she has aged beautifully. Even though her voice is dubbed, you can tell that she is speaking Mandarin in the drama. She has really made a lot of strides to improve her Mandarin, which is evident in her interviews. This cannot be said about many other mainland actors and actresses, of which we have also talked about. In my mind, hey, if someone who's speaking Cantonese can improve their Mandarin so much, guys, if you have been speaking Mandarin all of your life, can you please work on your Mandarin? Another drama that has aired on April 2nd is called You Jian Xiao Yao, or Paladin Legend. You might have guessed it, this is another Chinese paladin drama. This 40-episode drama is airing on both Tencent and iQIYI. This particular drama, though, is an adaptation of the original Chinese Paladin video game, which the Chinese Paladin 1 drama was loosely based off of. I'm reading comments online that were like, did you know that the original Chinese drama, Xianjian Qixia Zhuan, or Chinese Paladin 1, was a video game before? It wasn't just a drama. And I'm over there reading these comments like, yes, I'm a millennial. I totally remember the controversy when the drama came out because even though it was a great drama, I remember distinctly people getting all up in arms because it didn't follow the source material that closely. But You know what? Because these comments are now for the Gen Zers or Gen Alpha, or in Chinese would be the Ling Ling Ho, who didn't grow up watching the original Sun Jian or Chinese Paladin. You know, that's what you have to tell them to make sure they're aware you're not watching something that is totally a remake of the drama, but actually a adaptation, or a more accurate adaptation of the Chinese Paladin video game. I actually do remember that when the original drama came out, I think in like 2003-04 era, I was wondering if I could figure out how to buy / download the Chinese game, but because we're in the States, it was a little difficult and I was not tech savvy back then. So that is certainly one of the things where I was like, oh man, I feel really left out. But I think it was probably good for my overall growth to not be suckered in into too many video games at too young an age.
So the basic premise for the drama is as such. The young Li Xiaoyao has dreams of becoming a legendary hero. He meets the beautiful and gentle Zhao Ling'er and helps her to try to find her mother. The two unfortunately get separated, and Li Xiaoyao goes on a mission to rescue her. On his journey, he encounters the haughty but ultimately kind Lin Yueru, the studious Liu Jingyuan, the spirited Anu, and the loyal Tang Yu. These six go off on an epic journey to ultimately save mankind. Whew, I feel like I did not a great job explaining the plot, but mainly what I'm pushing you all to do is watch the original because it is just so good. Honestly, the soundtrack just adds to it, but the plot itself, the acting, amazing. So even though this is almost like a 20-year-old drama, please go and watch the original Chinese Paladin. Well, this drama of Paladin Legend stars newcomers of He Yu, Yang Yutong, Xu Hao, Li Chuan, Hu Yixuan, and Ye Shengjia. This is the third Chinese Paladin drama to air this year after the relative duds of Chinese Paladin 4 and 6 at the beginning of the year. This one, though, is looking to be an even bigger dud because, unfortunately, there just hasn't been that many viewers. This is interesting because the main male lead, He Yu, was actually just in The Legend of Shen Li as
Fu Rongjun,
and even the main lead of that drama, Lin Gengxin, posted on Weibo to help market Paladin Legend.
People have actually liked Fu Rongjun, but I guess there's just not enough interest or star power to draw audiences since Fu Rongjun's actor, or He Yu, the main lead actor for this drama, is a relative newcomer.
And we'll just say, or I'll just say, He Yu is no young Hu Ge.
Unfortunately, yes. So this, I don't know if you necessarily were pushing you to watch it, just saying that this is happening, and maybe, I don't know if there's English translations available for the original Chinese Paladin, but I would highly recommend watching that instead. As for some modern offerings, might we suggest Shou Shu Zhibojian, or Live Surgery Room. This is a 28-episode drama that started airing on April 6th on Jiangsu Television and on Youku. It stars Zhang Binbin and Dai Xu, two handsome men, as the main male leads, with special appearances by Liu Mintao and Yuan Shanshan. The basic premise is this. Genius doctor Zheng Ren, featuring Zhang Binbin, is seeking the truth from a case that did not see justice 18 years ago, and he arrives in the Haicheng Hospital. He works with ER doctor Su Yun, featuring Dai Xu, and pairs up as a comedic but feisty duo. They work together on diagnosing a number of odd medical cases together while also uncovering dark truths of past events. This is a story about saving lives, curing ailments, and also warming hearts as doctors. Zhang Binbin is someone we're pretty familiar with. He was a part of Jiaxing Management Company before going solo and starting his own agency, but I don't think his career has reached the heights it did when he was part of Jiaxing, so this goes to show that it is really hard when you are your own boss. He was certainly a bright spot in last year's Fireworks of Love or Wo De Ren Jian Yan Huo, but I think his last big hit was Rattan or Sitong in 2021. Since then, he's been in a number of dramas here and there, but it didn't feel like he had a knockout hit yet since Rat Tan or Sitong. Dai Xu, I know best from A Dream of Splendor or Meng Hua Lu as Chi Yanei. I absolutely loved that role of his and was really obsessed with him in A Dream of Splendor. At least I see that he's getting second male lead roles now, which is a step up for him, but I'm also wondering where this will help him in terms of his career. Unfortunately, I don't think this drama will be a major win for either Zhang Bingbing and Dai Xu. This drama has only 28 episodes, half of which have aired already, but I don't think it's gotten a ton of buzz, and viewership ratings haven't been amazing, but because it's only been on a local Jiangsu television channel rather than on CCTV, that's kind of par for the course. My view is, if you're looking for a show with two very handsome doctors, this would be a great place to just spend some time. I can't vouch for how good it's going to be. It's only breached 6,500 on the popularity index for Youku, which is definitely not great. So this is more of a silent airing project for Zhang Bingbing and Dai Xu. Could be just like, you know, in it for a paycheck or else diversifying into something new, because I don't think Zhang Bingbing has been in a medical drama before.
All right, next up is Cheng Huanji, or Best Choice Ever. This 37-episode drama began airing on CCTV 8 and Tencent on April 9th. This stars Yang Zi and Xu Kai. Here's the basic premise. The young Mai Chenghuan, starring Yang Zi, under pressure from her mother, begins discussions about marriage with her current boyfriend, Xin Jialiang, or Niu Junfeng. The Xin family is relatively wealthy, and Cheng Huan quickly recognizes the imbalance between the two families as she comes from a relatively middle-class background. That, coupled with her mother's constant meddling, drives the couple to break up. Cheng Huan turns her focus to her job, in which she is a local manager at a hotel. The grandson of the owner of the hotel, Yao Zhiming, starring Xu Kai, takes over the hotel. After some initial disagreements between them, the two gradually become closer and develop a relationship. We can kind of guess where this drama will develop or continue from there. Well, this is another drama to air on broadcast TV for Yang Zi and on CCTV 8 to boot. She's paired with the handsome Xu Kai, who we all know from the story of Yanxi Palace, and this is, again, a good string of dramas for Xu Kai to have airing on broadcast TV. This drama right now, it's in the early days of airing, but so far, reviews have not been too favorable. Unfortunately, in the 2 days since airing, viewership ratings have dropped precipitously since the peaks that it took over from the surprise hit, Zhui Feng Zhe, or War of Faith. Hopefully, this drama is able to keep decent ratings because Yangzi's last drama that aired on network TV or broadcast TV locally, which was Love Endures or Yao Jiu Jiu Ai, did quite terribly ratings-wise.
And lastly, we are going to introduce a drama that will air on April 15th called Shooting Stars or Qunxing Shanyao Shi. This is a 34-episode drama that will star or air on Mango TV or Hunan Television. It stars Li Xian and Ren Min in the lead roles. You know that when a drama is set in this time period, there's going to be a political bent to it and there's going to be pro-Chinese propaganda. Anyways, Li Xian plays a young man, Hua Zhen, from a wealthy KMT family that joins the Navy in order to achieve his dreams. In an unexpected visit in Shanghai, his entire life changed. He changes his identity and becomes an undercover cop. Here, he meets the two most important people in his life, CCP party members Chen Hao, featuring Zhou You, and Luo Minmin, featuring Ren Min. And you can guess, they bring him to the light. I thought Li Xian did a great job in Meet Yourself last year, so we'll see how this turns out for him. Ren Min's performances have been a little unstable in different dramas, but perhaps this will showcase her acting skills a little bit better. I'm tentative on whether or not I want to watch this drama since this is another drama that will have that heavy dose of propaganda, since, you know, also I'm still not out of my stupor from watching War of Faith or Zhui Feng Zhe, which I absolutely loved, and I don't know how many more of these types of dramas I can handle. I think you have to see if there's that itch you want to scratch. Maybe I'll give this a go if I'm really bored, but we shall see. I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of death and tears in this drama, which is typical for shows set during this time period, so that's something that you just have to be mentally prepared for.
And that is it for today's podcast episode and our discussion of the five dramas that are airing or will air in April 2024. Please let us know if you are chasing these dramas, and we will start posting some of our thoughts online on our website at www.chasingdramas.com. Thank you very much for listening today, and we will catch you in the next podcast episode.